This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why remote managers lose their team's attention. The real reason your remote team stops listening. What happened? Remote work is no longer an experiment. In 2025, HR teams are actively rebuilding their management playbook to handle distributed employees as a permanent fixture, not a temporary workaround. The conversation has shifted from how do we survive this to how do we actually lead people we never see. That shift brings one unavoidable problem. To the surface, most managers still communicate with remote employees the same way they talk to people sitting 10 feet away. The communication angle. Here is the question every manager needs to answer honestly. When you send a message to a remote employee, are you communicating or are you just transmitting? Those are not the same thing. Transmitting is sending a Slack message at 4 p.m. and assuming it landed. Communicating is choosing the right channel, the right tone, and the right level of specificity so the person on the other end knows exactly what you mean and exactly what you expect. In a physical office, bad communication gets rescued by body language, hallway conversations, and the ambient noise of a shared environment. Remove all of that, and your words have to carry the entire load. Most of them are not strong enough. The core failure I see in remote management communication is what I call presence substitution. Managers who feel disconnected from their teams try to compensate by increasing the volume of their messages. More check-ins, more status requests, more just circling back emails. This does not create connection. It creates noise. And noise trains people to tune you out. Your employees learn, quickly, that most of what you send does not require action or attention, so they stop giving it either. The fix is not fewer words. It is better words, deployed with intention. Every communication to a remote employee should answer three questions before it gets sent. What do I need them to know? What do I need them to do? By when? If your message cannot answer all three, you are not ready to send it. This sounds simple. It is not easy. It requires you to do the thinking before you hit send, instead of outsourcing the confusion to your employee. The managers who are winning with remote teams in 2025 are not the ones with the best video call setups. They are the ones who have learned to write with precision and speak with purpose. They treat every communication touchpoint as a deliberate act, not a reflex. That discipline earns trust faster than any team building exercise ever will. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on intentional messaging gives you a framework for auditing your own communication habits before they become your team's problem. Most people do not realize they have developed lazy patterns until they see them mapped out in front of them. That chapter shows you how to spot them and fix them fast. The takeaway. Before you send your next message to a remote employee, stop and write three things on a sticky note: what they need to know, what action you need, and the deadline. If you cannot write all three clearly in under 15 words each, write the message until you can. Do this for 1 week and watch how your team's response rate and response quality change. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.